With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Two-thirds of the U.S. population facing down a monster winter storm and extreme cold. The storm's snow and ice stretches 2,000 miles from Texas to New England as it tracks east through the weekend. Crippling ice accumulations will weigh down and drop power lines and trees in the most serious icing zones in the South. Hundreds of thousands could lose power, some for days, and thousands of flights have already been canceled ahead of the storm.
They're hoping you can reschedule your flights as the big winter storm threatens to disrupt operations and force widespread cancellations. Many airlines are offering travel waivers as ice, snow, and strong winds will be sweeping across major hubs and regional airports in the south, east, and central part of the U.S. At least 1,700 flights scheduled throughout Friday and Saturday have already been canceled.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. In the nation's capital yesterday, tens of thousands of pro-life advocates participating in the annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. There were speeches at the National Mall from House Speaker Mike Johnson, Vice President J.D. Vance, and President Trump.
We have stopped forced taxpayer funding of abortion at home and abroad. We're championing faith-based adoption and foster care and supporting our parents by investing $1,000 into an account that will grow over time for every newborn baby. With your help and support, we will continue to fight at the eternal truth that every child is a gift from God.
Officials say firefighters battling a blaze on the top two floors of a high-rise apartment in New York City. The New York City Fire Department said the four-alarm fire in the Bronx started shortly after midnight Saturday and spread to multiple apartments in the 17-story building. There was no immediate word on what caused the fire. Officials said more than 200 fire and emergency crew were working the scene. It's not immediately clear if anyone had been injured. This is SRN News. A leading evangelical issues a warning.
Dr. Albert Mohler is president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, and he's concerned about the invasion of a Minnesota church by anti-ICE protesters. Writing in World Magazine, Mohler says Christians should not minimize the incident, adding, quote, "A signal has been sent. The left is now willing to invade and intimidate Christian congregations that violate their progressivist agenda. This time it was over immigration policy. Next time it could be over anything." Michael Harrington reporting.
Historians, educators, and Jewish groups are considering how to teach about the Holocaust after the last survivors have passed away. Few of today's college students have ever met a Holocaust survivor. Those who have likely met a child survivor with few personal memories before 1945. This may have an effect on America's memory of the Holocaust. One study finds that 45% of American adults cannot identify Auschwitz and other Nazi death camps. This is SRN News. President Trump's announced framework for a plan to control Greenland is being hailed by a member of the House Committee of Foreign Affairs. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill, Texas Congressman Keith Self addressed the Greenland issue with host Tony Perkins.
Is this going to be a part of the missile defense system there in Greenland?
Undoubtedly, because that's the northern route, the Arctic route that the missiles will come. So you're going to have an expansive rope because we say it's based on Iron Dome, but Iron Dome is a very short-range missile that Israel developed with us. Golden Dome is going to have to be much higher, much longer range, with a much wider reach. So that's why Greenland is so important.
Congressman Self's complete interview will air when this week on Capitol Hill is broadcast starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time later today on the Salem News Channel. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.